Good morning. Today's Ramble Fap is going to be brought to you by the time that I almost got arrested. I'm going to tell a story, and while I tell that story, I'm going to be rubbing my clit. So that is, you have been warned, all right? I guess like I shouldn't even have to preamble how weird this might get. And I'll try to focus on my throbbing cunt, but you know, I may just get caught up in the story a little bit and just have to finish at the end. We'll see how it goes. Alright, so here goes. Hand under panties. Check. I'm already kind of wet just thinking about it. That's barely wet for me though, and you all know it. Okay, I need to preface this story with the fact that this is going to show you all, and I'm ashamed of this in many ways, but some white privilege. I am a white female in a upper class area, and it's funny, the topic I'm talking about currently is not sexy, but you know, touching oneself does make oneself pant. Yeah, there's white privilege in this story, so I have to say that because I think under different circumstances, it may not have turned out the same way. So although it is a funny, I think it's a funny story, I also acknowledge that our system's really flawed, okay? So I just need to say that, and not out of like some PC bullshit, but like genuinely, I remember thinking that day, like, this could have gone a very different way if I was, I don't know, like a person of color, or if I was a man, a white man, or even a white man, or if I was really just so many different factors. Like, I was very lucky. So the story, I was going through this period of time in my life where I was trolling on this subreddit called Dirty Snapchat, and I would like respond to interesting posts because I just liked to come and make a man come, and I like to shock them with one, that I'm a real person, and two, at the time I wouldn't tie my Reddit profile to the Snapchat, so they didn't know like that they were chatting with, you know, Vegetable Manager or whatever. They just, typically it was when a guy would put some interesting post and with his Snapchat ID, and I would just add them on Snapchat and start talking. So they didn't know who I was. They just knew that somewhere on the internet, some person saw their post and they were replying. So that gave me a little bit more freedom. And I would start off slow. And I just know every time I did it, and you probably are, I'm a little prideful when I say this, but I know that I know how to fuck a guy online. Especially when I would start to show my face. Because I have a nice face. It's nice. I'm like a definite 6.5, maybe a 7. But more than that, like, I'm friendly. I figure out very quickly what they like. Well, this man I had started talking to, he had this weird kink for wanting to do gross things, and I love a good dare. So we were talking over a number of days, and so this is the preface, is I'd been talking to this very kinky dare guy, and I love shocking him with the things I would do. Gross is maybe not the right word, but out there, like very shocking dares, and especially in terms of exhibitionism, which is, of course, important to this story. That's the backdrop. I'm talking to Guy X on Snapchat, and every once in a while, he'd be giving me dares. So it's a Friday morning. I was working. I decided to work from the library that day instead of from my home office because I was going to be meeting a friend from Kick, a local friend from Kick, for coffee, just coffee. We had been in like one of those large, sexy adult Kick groups, about 50 people, and we were both from Chicago, so we're like, let's have coffee. So I was like, okay. So I went to the library because it was closer to the Starbucks that we were going to be meeting at. at 1 o'clock. So working at the library, and I was talking to guy X, and I was going to be meeting guy Y at 1. So guy X, after I told him I was working at the library, he was giving me different dares. He wanted me to show my cleavage in a video, and you know, I was just being kind of silly, and I was flirty and horny that day. And at one point, he was like, I need you to go to the bathroom. I need you to strip down naked and take a video of yourself in this bathroom licking the sink. I was like, that's specific. So I was like, okay, we'll go to the bathroom. I was in the business adult section, so it was less populated than maybe some other areas. Maybe more populated. It wasn't too populated. And I went in the bathroom, and I'd been in there for a couple minutes, just thinking, and no one had come in. I mean, it was like, okay, low traffic. Okay, this is good. But I remember thinking to myself, I don't know if it's great for me to get completely naked. Because what if something goes awry? I don't know about this. I just had this, like, woman's intuition that I shouldn't get completely naked. Okay. So, I took off my dress. And I took off my bra. And I left on my thong and my shoes. And I stepped out of the stall with my phone, and I was spinning in a circle, basically showing a video of me mostly naked, when all of a sudden the door opens and a woman walks in, and I, so shocked, I run back into the stall, and I'm like, I'm sorry. The thing was, the woman was of a very conservative background. She was wearing a headscarf. So I was more embarrassed because I figured this woman's probably really conservative, more than the average person. I made something like some comments about, you know, blah, blah, blah. What I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I was looking for an earring or something. So I quickly got dressed, skittered out of the bathroom back to my place, back to my table in the library. Now, some of you may think, Rue, why didn't you just leave after this? I still had like an hour before I needed to meet Guy Y. And I did need to finish up some things for work because it was a half day, but I needed to finish up some things. And part of me was like, well, why would I leave? I didn't do anything wrong, you know? And I don't have anything to be ashamed of. Little spank, right? Okay, it won't come yet. Okay, where were we? We're in the library. About 45 minutes passed by when all of a sudden a police officer walks up to my table. Says, ma'am, we need you to come with us to this private library room. And I thought to myself in my head, oh, fuck. It did not occur to me that this woman would do anything. But she had clearly gone to the library and told them this, and they had called the police. So I start gathering my things, and I start thinking, what fuck am I going to do here? And then a plan forms. I follow them into this room, this glass room, like a fishbowl, where they have people can rent out meetings. And three police officers and a representative from the library are standing there. They say, "Ma'am, do you know why we asked you in here?" And I said, I think I do. I'm so embarrassed." They're like, "Would you like to explain, you know, why you think we called us in here?" And I know, pause here. Like, there's one way to go about things. You can just deny. But I decided that was not the right path because I know some things. Like, this all happened very quickly, but I know some things. So I said, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. And I put on this look of shame. And I said, "I think this probably has to do with being in the bathroom earlier, right?" And they said, "It does. Please go on." And I said, "I was in the bathroom earlier and I struggle with occasional periods of where I sometimes have incontinence." And for those of you who don't know what that means, it's like pee pants, right? I sometimes pee my pants. I said, "Yeah, ever since I've had kids, every once in a while, like, I just have somewhat of an accident. And I was in there and I realized that there was no toilet paper. So I was really quickly trying to clean things up and I ran out to grab some of the paper towels from the dispenser. And that's when the woman walked in and I was so mortified and I ran back in the stall and I finished cleaning things up and I got out of there quickly because it's just, I just can't believe that someone came in while I was trying to clean myself up." And they were like, "Oh, listen," they were like, "Oh, we're so sorry," because I really was like showing a lot of shame. I was like, "I'm just embarrassed. I'm like, I'm happy to go talk to her and apologize and explain things. I'm like, I'm just so embarrassed that I have this medical problem." And they were like, "Oh no, ma'am, of course, like, we understand," because this is the deal. I know that in the realm of healthcare or anything adjacent to that, like, when you start talking about personal health issues, now you're talking about what's called PHI, or private protected health information through the different government acts. But anyway, I knew that if I started talking about a health issue, they couldn't press me too much. But I was, you know, I was trying to go above and beyond and say, "You know, I'm happy to talk to her and apologize. I am so sorry." And they're like, "Oh, you know, we understand. And we're really sorry that we had to call you in here." And then they said, "You know, the only other thing is, you know, she mentioned she thought you were taping yourself." And I'd already expected this question. Like, you might see in some of my pictures, I have a phone with a little loop on the back. Millions of people do. I regularly recommend it. This is not a product plug. It just is super convenient. And I was like, "Oh, well," and then go into my bag and I pull out my phone, this phone case, the little loop on the end, and I slip it on my hand casually. And I was like, "It was probably my phone loopy case. I almost always have it kind of hanging there when I'm picking up gallons of milk or just going about my day. That's probably what it was. That makes a lot of sense." And they were like, "Oh yeah, yeah." They're like, "Definitely. I mean, we get it." Just because I was like showing them how I was like waving my hand and this phone is just kind of casually like flopping around on my hand. I'm like, "I kind of always have it there. You know how it is with a phone attached to you at all times." And they were like all nodding, you know, vociferously. They're like, "Oh yeah, 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 yeah." I think they wanted to believe it. They want, because I look a little innocent and I was definitely showing a lot of shame. And I'm like, "I'm so sorry." And they're like, "Yeah." And they're like, "You know, we need to bring the hospital administrator," or not hospital, excuse me, "we need to bring the library administrator." And so they brought her in and they're like, "Would you like us to explain this to her?" And I was like, "No, it's my issue. I'm happy to explain." And I briefly explain it one more time. And same thing with her. She's like, "Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry that you had to deal with that." And because again, she's also thinking there's no toilet paper. So this caused me to have to like go out and get, you know, get something, which, by the way, this is the one part of the story that I think, a couple things to note here is, one, number one, lest we not forget, I'm rubbing my clit while I talk. Number one, there's no camera in a bathroom. This is 100% a she said situation. I knew they couldn't prove anything. Number two, I really, if I was wise, I would have immediately gone to that bathroom after that chat, because they let me go after this. They're like, oh yeah, you know, feel free to continue working. I was like, you know, it's been a little stressful and embarrassing, and this conversation was, you know, difficult, but I understand it. And I'm like, I have my own kids, so I'm, you know, not even upset that she called you, because I'd want the same thing if there was maybe a predator out there. Like, I get it, I understand, but I'm gonna leave now, just feeling a little uncomfortable. And they're like, oh, please don't. The administrator is like, we want you to feel welcome here next time and keep coming back. And I'm like, I understand that. Thank you very much. And so I walked out. Yeah, if I was smart, I would have gone back to that bathroom and taken the toilet paper off, because that's the one part of my story that they could verify that it was false, you know. But anyway, this is just the thing I discovered right now, retelling the story months later. I'm like, okay, everything else was solid, but that was one detail I missed, she says, thinking about the perfect crime. So I left there, having escaped really what was public indecency. Thankfully, my pussy wasn't hanging out, but still, tits out, you know, it's not a good look. So I went to meet up with Guy Y at coffee, and we had a lovely chat, and I was telling him the story at the end, because he had kind of insinuated that maybe we'd go, like, to the bathroom and kiss. And, I mean, I wasn't gonna, like, do anything. I wasn't gonna, like, blow him in the bathroom or anything, of course. Like, that was never on the table. But yeah, he had made, like, a little comment there. And I said to him, I was like, well, you know, this is just definitely just a friendly coffee, because we get along really well in this kick group. We really did. And he was like, yeah, I mean, it would have been nice. And I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen. You know, we just laughed about it. And I said, if we did, you know, like, very hard if, like, if we did, you know what would happen is we go in the bathroom, and even if it was fairly innocent, just kissing, not that that's, I mean, we're both married, or I think he wasn't married. It doesn't matter. Innocent to the world, even if it was innocent, what would happen is that Starbucks would call the police, and you know who would show up, because we're only half a mile from the library, those fucking police officers who almost arrested me, and they'd be like, this bitch, and then they would know that I was lying, second time in one day, having an incident in the bathroom. No, really, there's no way that was gonna happen. I don't know why it's so funny now. Yeah. Although it's really interesting to think about what ifs, if I was a different person, if I wasn't married, if I was, I mean, you know I'm slutty, but if I was a different slutty, that kind of slutty, what it would be like to do something in a public, you know, non-gendered bathroom where there's two bathrooms, so no one's, like, knocking on the door. There's another one. What would it be like to meet a stranger? Someone like you. If you showed up to meet me for coffee and we just chatted, like, you know I can chat. Some chatty whore. And then you said, I'm going to the bathroom, Rue. And in 1 minute, you're going to get up from this table going to walk to this bathroom with me. You're going to bring your bags so they're not out here for someone to steal. Even in my fantasy, I'm being practical. Like, don't leave your bags out there. Okay. Sitting, you'd be sitting on the toilet. That'd be no good. I'm getting this one, this silly, slutty mood. You're standing there. I walk in and I close the door behind me and I lock the door and I put my bag on the back of the door. And then you tell me What happens next? You tell me. With your little finger, you point to me and you make a come here motion with it. And I walk towards you and you grab me by the neck and you start kissing the side of my face with one hand around my neck and the other one grabbing the small of my back. And you whisper in my ear, "Rue, you're such a fucking whore today. You almost got arrested. Let's do something that'll get us arrested." And you move the hand that's on the back, on my back, and you... and you move it slowly down so that it's on my ass, over my dress. And you give it one slow, tight squeeze as you let it roam further down, lifting up my dress, putting your hand on my bare cheek now, taking a finger and putting it in that soft place between where my ass ends and my leg starts, and just pressing it there. I love that spot. No one ever touches it. And I can feel you pressed up against me with your hard cock. As you're still kissing me and still whispering to me and still hand around your neck, my neck, hand on my ass. And you tell me, "Get on your knees, Rue." It's a Starbucks, so it's fairly clean. That's good. Get on my knees on this hard, cold floor, and you say, "Unzip my pants." And I'm a good girl, so I start unzipping you, and I unbutton you, and you say, "Pull my cock out of my boxer briefs," and it's already bulging out, wanting to be released, and I'm getting wet just thinking about it. On the floor there, and of course I'm actually wet right now in real life, because, like, of course this is fucking sexy, but I pull your cock out, it just springs right out, it hits me in the cheek, and I laugh, and I look up at you, and you see my eyes, and I look so innocent, and so cute, that's the word I get, I'm so cute, with my bright blue eyes, and my innocent face, and my sexy whore lips. Suck on the tip of your head, and I put you in my mouth. Just licking around the tip is so nice. Oh, I just love the head of a man's cock. Or if you're uncircumcised, I pull the skin back to reveal your bulging, red, mad cock head, and I just lightly rub my tongue around it, and I don't think you're okay with me being light in any way, shape, or form, so you take your hand on the back of my head and grab my hair, and you just shove me down onto your cock like the whore that I am, and you hear me bob up and down on your head, and it's immediately clear that I'm such a whore and slut, and I want this, because you're hitting the back of my throat with your cock, or the side of my cheek, or whatever you're hitting, depending on your size and your shape, and you can feel the saliva building in my mouth, and I'm not swallowing any of it, so you're getting this nice, slutty, fucking wet mouth, and I'm bobbing, and I'm moaning, and my one hand is also touching my clit, and it's so wet, it's soaking through my panties, I've got my finger hooked through the side of them, and I'm just rubbing my clit, and you're fucking my face with your cock, and you're like, "Whore, you're gonna take my cum, but then you stop, and I look up at you like, "Why are you stopping?" Even though I'm like choking, "Why are you stopping?" And you stand me up really quickly, and you shove me up against the wall, you lift up my skirt, and you pull down my panties, all the way to the floor, all the fucking way to the floor, and you say, step up, and I step outside of my panties, and you shove them in my mouth as I'm leaning against the wall, my hands on the wall, now panties in my mouth, and you say, I'm gonna fuck your cunt. Be quiet, whore, and that's why you've got panties in your mouth. And you spread my cheeks apart, and I arch my back, and you see my glistening pussy. Fuck. You see my glistening pussy, and you just take your cock head and just slightly rub it up against it, just teasing me, getting your cock wet, even more wet, with my juices, just at the tip. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And you slowly enter me all the way. I can feel you slowly enter me. And then you stop. And I shake a little, wondering, what is he doing? And what you are doing is entering me to make sure you can. To make sure you can own this pussy for a moment. Fully parked in my cunt garage. Cock vehicle. But then you stop and you pull out 95% of the way as you just are hovering at the entrance of my pussy, and you shove it back in one quick movement. And that's what you do. That's what you do, is you decide to fuck me hard, just over and over and over, fast as you're pounding up against. Balls are slapping up against me. I'm trying to be quiet. I've got the panties in my mouth. And you're fucking against me. You're like, war. I'm gonna come inside you, slut. I'm gonna come inside you. And you pump and you pump and you pump. A pillow fell on my head. In case it wasn't clear, sir, man who's listening to this audio, I just came. That's how wet I got. Coming for you. I love coming. It's just, it feels so nice. You pull out, and you're dripping out just a little, and you pull my dress down over my bare ass, you turn me around, and I'm red, because you know I get really red-cheeked when I come. You turn me around, and you pull the panties out of my mouth, you give me one deep kiss. Kissing my full lips and probing my mouth with your tongue, and then you pull off, and then one final kiss that's just a quick, affectionate peck, and you say, Rue, I'm gonna leave this bathroom. As you're pulling up your pants and getting everything situated, I'm gonna leave this bathroom. I go home, and you're in 1 minute, you're allowed to come out. Thanks for meeting me for coffee. I'm glad we didn't get arrested today. Thanks for being a good little whore for me. And goodbye. You walk out the door, shut it. Stand there wondering what the fuck just happened. In this fantasy, I'm not married, because that's a pretty slutty thing to do. But I realize I have my panties in my hands. You could have easily taken them, but you didn't. I put them in my purse because I think it'll be fun to walk to the car. Commando. And if the wind blows just the right way, maybe someone will see your gum dripping down my wet thigh. Feeling just a little sluttier than I did the day before. Oh, God. So yeah, that didn't happen. We left coffee. He walked me to my car. We hugged. It was a nice time. We went our separate ways. And I went home, and I have not told a soul this in real life for many obvious reasons. There would be so many questions I'd have to answer. So I guess you know now. You know, but no one in my real life knows, of course. Because there's a lot of things I keep from people in my real life that aren't quite allowed in my circles. Not to mention me sitting in my room with my pants around my knees, my glasses on the bed, and my nipples popping out of my shirt because it's so hard after coming. My kids are downstairs watching TV. My husband and my other kids are at church at a men's Bible study. Wow. I don't want to think about that. Okay, this is very long. Oh shit, it's 31 minutes. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize to all the 10 of you who are still listening. Okay, a little story and a little ramble fap. It is what it is. Have a good rest of your day.